to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. So it was a small delay here, and we will see you with the bell. Yeah, all right, we're going to record the program too, so it's going to be nice. What I wanted to say, today is, if you didn't figure out, you're listening to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. And today, if you didn't figure out, it's Wednesday, and the time is now 6 and 12 minutes. 12 minutes!
Did you say Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday gonna come in?
Wednesday.
Oh.
And the date is the 1st of August and the year is 2018. As I told you, we already passed 7 full months of the year. Believe it or not. 7 months, guys. Not 2-3 months. 7 months. You know, it's quite a bit. And, yeah, the Jewish day today is even the 20th of Av. And the year is 5,778. Well, that is right there. Introduce my porn stars. So, first of all, we do not have with us the fifth porn star, Sasha. She's at home. And,
hope she's listening.
Hope so. Well, she has to listen because if not...
We're going to ask her questions.
We're going to ask her questions for sure, and she has to reply.
Speed test.
Yeah.
Speed test.
Yes, and, yeah, so I want to introduce myself. So, oh, from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, is also our pawn. What is it? Why do I always make mistakes?
No.
Pawn, antique, and memorabilia expert.
Because your mind is in the gutter.
Well, that's why I said porn.
Yes, you think in P-O-R-N.
That's a problem for me. I'm not really the big...
I actually thought about prawns, but...
You're a prawn.
No, I could do those. Roy's got porn.
On his mind.
Yes. 24/7.
Pan.
Well,
porn.
What do you want from me?
Doesn't make a difference. A woman have porn in the brains, but okay. It's a family show, so let's carry on. So it comes from Hyde Park. The gentle giant is also our coin and tech and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Ada Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96th Drive, running a most beautiful establishment called Tokyo.
Excuse me, this is now enough. Not the most beautiful, get it?
All right. Almost the most beautiful establishment. He's also a Swiss looking down expert. It's everybody, everyone.
Hello.
He's a decorated journalist, our broken podcast, best movie critic. Please say hello to Peter Feldman.
Good evening, everybody, and I hope you have an enjoyable time listening to our ravings.
We're also going to have, tonight, we're going to have a competition that we're going to give away four tickets, two pair of tickets to the lucky winners, basically. So you pay attention. Peter's just now going to talk about the movies. You have to pay attention because there will be a question afterwards, and if you answer it correctly, SMS it to 34519. Unfortunately, we don't have... WhatsApp yet, and Telegram line? What is the Telegram
line? 061-895-1019.
Here you go. Correct? Here you go. Most probably.
Yes, you see, I remember.
Telegram is 061-895-1019. Our new telephone.
Our new telephone.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, yes. Directly.
And then you read the WhatsApp.
Yeah, you can directly read WhatsApp if you want. 0836100209. No hate speech. You do whatever you want. 0836100209. You're most welcome to
hate speech, good speech, any speech. Listening.
Yeah, welcome to WhatsApp me. So who's more here?
Have you donated?
Well,
she's the lady that gave me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of cashing in Hyde Park. She's also our jewelry person. So if anyone needs a ring for any occasion or any pendant or anything like that, the mascara over 1-325-7777 and Irene Bauer.
Come to the shop and visit me.
You can visit her in the shop as well.
Hello.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. Welcome, Nicole.
Hello, everybody. And if you come visit me, guaranteed you'll walk out happy.
Fresh from Thailand.
Yes, fresh from Thailand.
Fresh from Thailand.
So did you learn a few tricks?
Definitely not.
All right.
Listen.
Not about service, anyway.
No, it's about service.
People listening for us from all over the world, and because I get a lot of mail from all over the world, so obviously you're listening, and thank you for listening for us to us. Well, to listen and cannot because of the time differences. You must call www.chaifm.com, and you go to podcast and the ones you'll see Porn Stars Unplugged and Laugh Away.
Yes. I'm sorry, I know I'm interrupting you a lot, but I've just got a message from my daughters, Scar, Angelique, and Auntie Michelle. Oh. Hello.
Hello, hello.
I must say, Irene, you're very articulate tonight.
Yes, she's close to the microphone.
Talking to
She's close to the microphone. Diarrhea.
Be careful. You never know what happens.
So basically, if you stay with us, you'll hear Peter talking about movies, and there's some exciting movies today.
There's some very good movies today.
The exciting movies today, and when you're going to get two pairs of tickets, and we'll hear Eitan talking.
Yes, all kind of.
Liel will talk all kind of, and Irene, she said she's going to shut my mouth, so let's see. But what I want to say is, what is the critical resource issue of our lifetime and our children's lifetime? The health of our water is a principal measure of how we live in our land. So, look, we will never know the worth of water till the world is dry, basically. And I prepared something for you guys. So if you listen to it and you're happy with it, or even if you're not happy with it, whatever, you must listen. Please pay attention. It's not so bad, but it's, what can I say? So here goes. Right, so let's talk about something that's really hurting us. The Vaal River, as we know, provides a major water supply for Gauteng and the areas around it. But for years, raw sewage has continued spilled into the river. The situation has reached crisis level, not from today, from actually 1999. But what do you do when the municipality that's supposed to help the Vaal River recover is actually collapsed with no money? What does the municipality of Imfuleni do to save our waters? And why really did we allow for that to continue for so long without any intervention from government or other government institutions? I mean, we're talking about a major source of water. And when we talk about water, we talk about life. When there's no water, there's no life. If anybody watched Carte Blanche, it was basically the tail end of the story. The story begins in 1999 when a small group of people that care, call themselves Save the Vaal Pollution, start making steps and suing the correct people and getting what they thought at the time is results against the local government of Imfuleni. I'm talking 1999, and we're looking at, I mean, how many years later? We're looking at, 17 years later, and we're still sitting with the same problem, and not the same problem, actually. In 99, there was spillages here and there. Right now, we're looking at major spillages all over the Vaal River, and looks like no one cares. Right now, in townships like Sabokeng, even the rats are dying. Are we resilient like rats? Now, if any municipality is bankrupt, and is actually under administration for the last few months, for years, the towns of Van der Bijl, Vereeniging, and all the surrounding cities or towns like Sabokeng, Boy Baitong, and other small towns and settlements. Basically, we're looking at a total collapse of infrastructure. Now, if you're looking at the municipality, according to Carte Blanche, the municipality owns Eskom 800 million rands. Again, 800 million rands. And it owes the rainwater 384 million rands. Now, I know for a fact that people are paying the rates and taxes, the water account, and the electricity account. Now, where is that 800 million rands that people paid towards Eskom account and towards rainwater account. What happened to this money? Why does no one does anything about it? Now imagine that. Millions of liters, actually hundreds of millions of liters daily spilling into the Vaal River, into our own Vaal River where we drink water from. Now, I know what Equalize can do, but if anybody had an engagement with this bacteria called E. coli, will understand that it's not really nice. I'm not talking about people losing their livestock. I'm talking about our drinking water. Human beings drinking water are affected big time by this problem. Now, we were talking a lot about Cape Town losing, don't have water. Now, here, we've got water that we on purpose contaminate. The government does nothing about it. When I say on purpose, is we knew about it, the government knew about it and did nothing and still doing nothing. Now there's always investigation, and this one is corrupt and the other one is corrupt, but they do nothing about it. So what are we going to do as members of society? What can we? Now we know that all the old infrastructures are dilapidated. We know for a fact that the people dealing with it are not really the best that can deal with problems. You know that for over 24 years, no one has invested anything into making the system better. Now they were drawing down for a new facility, so the sewerage will be cleared. It started in 2013 to 2017. Government put 75 million rand into drawing a new facilities for the, call it, you know what, I'll call it in its name, for the crap to go to and not spill into the river. And what happened? They changed it, but nothing happened. They're still on the drawing stages. They spent 75 million rands only for drawing, guys. Only for drawing 75 million. And how can we understand better than, would you just spend for drawing 75 million without the intention of doing nothing, anything about it? I don't think the facilities will cost so much. I actually don't know what I'm talking about, but what are we going to do? I mean, we're sitting here with our drinking water in Cape Town, jumping up and down, have 2 minute showers, do that. But we are so strong. We don't care about the Vaal River. The Vaal River is our essence of life. The Vaal River. Do you remember it used to be called Transvaal because everybody was so proud of the Vaal River? What happened to this pride? Where are we now? So yes, so Save the Vaal Pollution has quite a few court orders against officials in the ANC, officials in the Mfuleni Town Council, and I don't know what they're going to do, what is the next, and I don't know what the court order is going to help, because if they've got no money, who's going to do anything? So I think the next court order will be against government, against the local government, Gauteng local government, and maybe we must wait to see what happened and what's going to happen there. You know what, I don't know you with all the you know what. We'll meet after that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
There was this horse and a donkey. They met in a bar and they were having beers together and they were having a lot of fun and drinking whatever, and eventually they really become good friends. So the horse invited the donkey into his home and offered him a cup of coffee and whatever, and on the wall there was all those like trophies and pictures of the horse winning that race and whatever. Anyway, beautiful morning, they enjoyed themselves. You know what the donkey said to the horse? Come to my house. Come to my house tomorrow. So the horse said, yeah, for sure. He went to his house in the morning. So before he came, donkey didn't have nothing on the wall. So he took a picture of the zebra and hanged it on the wall. Anyway, the horse comes. He comes inside and they have a coffee, a wonderful coffee, an espresso, cappuccinos, whatever, and cake and whatever. So the horse asked the donkey, what is this picture? He says, oh, that picture was when I was playing for Juventus.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for being with us. And I'm sorry about me playing today with the instruments.
Technology, right?
Too much. And here we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And the Juventus joke was good. I must say it was good. I hope you like it. So,
So we're going to tell jokes now.
Do you want to tell jokes?
Yes.
No, but before we tell jokes, let me tell you something. We've got this. Listen, this is a proper, proper managed show. So before we do anything.
Thanks, Roy.
I can't believe people are actually laughing. Now, hold on a second. Before we do that, go to that one. So hold on.
Organize chaos.
Can we please have quiet on the set?
Their movie reviews with Peter Feldman. You see, that's proper management here. There's not a, it's not a joke.
You got
not
that halfway. Right. You got that right.
No halfway.
Okay, Roy, we've
Peter,
got,
Peter,
we got,
Peter, we got, hold on a second. What do we have?
What do you mean what do you have? I'm telling you what we have. We have movies.
It's part of the management.
It's part of the
you
management.
Have to wait for the question, then you answer.
Okay. I'm waiting, Roy.
Go for it. Yeah.
Go for it. Okay. There are four movies opening on Friday, and it's a diverse selection of movies which should appeal to most tastes. I can't say everyone's taste, because everyone's taste is different. Now, one of the movies I enjoyed was called Hotel Artemis. And this is a movie starring Jodie Foster. Now, Jodie Foster hasn't made a movie in about 5 years. I think the last one was Elysium. And the film is about hardened criminals. Where do they go when they're in need of a repair? You know, they can't pop into the nearest hospital if they get injured during a heist or shot in a bank robbery, because the chances of being caught are too great. However, there is an answer to this dilemma. They can make a reservation at Hotel Artemis, a secret members-only host hospital for criminals in the center of New York.
No, Eitan, you got a place to go?
No, yeah. This is set in 20...
I'm booking it just now.
You're booking? Yeah. This is set in 2028, so it's a futuristic movie. And it's an interesting dilemma because these various criminals are there. And there are rules. They can't bring in guns. They can't bring in weapons. And they're not allowed to kill one another. So they've got to go in and they attend to their wounds. They've got this new techno magic, which they can fix up arms. They can fix up brains. They can really repair it. And I must say, the movie was electric. It had
was
a lot
it
of
funny?
Fun.
Was it funny?
It was very funny. It right
but you are, you're allowed to tickle each other, huh?
Yeah.
To death.
You know, the problem there is that, not everybody is going to understand what's going on, because it's not an action, there's action in it, but it's character driven. So there's stories of each of the criminals.
I feel it's like Oscar. Do you remember Oscar?
Who's Oscar?
Do you remember the movie Oscar with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah.
When he was a gangster turning a good guy. Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, isn't it? Not that style.
No. But this has a great cast. I mean, you've got Charlie Day, you've got Sophia Bortella, the French actress, who's an assassin. She's there to do a job. She's got to kill somebody, but she can't tell anybody about it. And Jeff Goldblum, who's doing a lot of movies nowadays, is also in. He plays Wolf King. He's the head of this huge gang of killers, and he's been brought into this hospital, and they're going to try and kill him. So I must say, it's very interesting dynamics in this movie. The other movie I liked was called Mary Shelley. It had its moments. Mary Shelley, if most people know, was the authoress. I like to say authoress and not author, because I like the word, you know, feminine. Authoress. That she wrote Frankenstein. Remember Frankenstein?
Yeah, he was in my class. Yeah.
He was in your class. He must have been
we
a
ate,
monster,
we
right?
We ate from the same esting.
I remember.
Yeah. Elle Fanning plays Mary Shelley. It's the early life of this.
I'm Mary Shelley.
You did what?
Yeah.
You married Shelley and I'm Frankenstein. That's what he wants to say there.
There is a deathly silence.
All right, go
right,
for
I'll
it.
Right, I'll run through this. Mary Shelley. Okay, Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein. And it tells you her early years, between 17 and 18, when she actually wrote it. This is very rare for a teenager to come together and write the story. And it happened that she married Percy Shelley, who was a famous poet, and she was abused by this poor guy. He gave her hell. He gave her a really bad time. And the only way she could get out her feelings was through this book. And no one really knew what the book meant until later in life when they analyzed what Frankenstein was all about.
Just a second, did she create Frankenstein?
She created, she wrote it. It was in her head.
In the first time, she was the creator of
Frankenstein, Mary Shelley. It's world famous. It's one of the literary giants.
There was a movie called Mary Shelley.
There's a lot of movies and there's a lot of, show about her on TV. She married Percy Shelley, who was a poet. And then they all went out to Geneva to spend a weekend at Lord Byron. And now Lord Byron was a famous romantic poet of that era. And one night it was raining, they had nothing to do, they drank all the liquor, they taken all the drugs, they were on high, and he suggested that all the guests come up with a ghost story, and he challenged them to write a ghost story. And they all came up with a different ghost story, and that was when Mary Shelley had the idea of creating Frankenstein. And yet what is interesting, Roy, is that when the book was first published, it wasn't under her name. It was under her husband's name. He took all the credit for writing this book because that's what he was like. He had her under his thumb, and that was part of it. And only she had to fight really hard to actually get her name eventually as the writer of Frankenstein.
How long did it take for her to...
I don't know exactly, Irene, but it took quite a while. She had it together before the end of the movie, which is important.
It's like the guy that used to make the pictures with the big eyes, and it actually was his wife and not him. You remember this movie?
Do you? What was it called?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
The guy, the artist, he had the club and used to sell this picture of his wife. It used to call Big Eyes or something. Like
oh, yes, yes, now I remember. But that's a story for another year.
Yeah, but it reminded me of
that. It reminded you of that. Then the third movie is The Darkest Minds. It's about a group of teenagers, a teen thriller. It's aimed at a younger generation about these children who have these powers, these supernatural powers. The government are very upset about them because they're going around and they're doing strange things. And so they wind them all up and they put them in a kind of concentration camp. But a whole group of them escape and they create their own little camp. And it's had its moments, but it's not a great movie. It's called The Darkest Minds. And then there's a movie called Christopher Robin about Christopher Robin. And Christopher Robin was A.A. Milne's son and Willie the Pooh and all those boot stories.
Tigger.
Yeah, Tigger. And so those are the movies that are out this Friday, Roy. My question is, who's the lead in the Hotel Artemis?
34519, who's the lead in?
The film Hotel Artemis.
In Hotel Artemis. Guys, who is the lead? One person. Only one person.
Well, I can give other names. There's Jeff Goldblum.
Oh. Oh.
There's Charlie Day.
Yeah, but are you giving the names? All right.
I'm giving it to them.
So guys, they're giving away
tickets.
34519, we're going to give you the tickets.
New Metro want us to give away tickets. I must also mention Girls Night Out. Remember they had a Girls Night Out on the 19th of July, which was a huge success. And now they've planned another one. And the film they're going to show is called The Spy Who Dumped Me. Irene, that should be your sort of film. The Spy Who Dumped Me. It's on the 14th of August, a special screening at New Metro, and you can book now. It's a girls' night out, and I understand they have enormous fun.
Yeah, well, he's missing. He's 6 feet under.
Oh, really?
Good luck with finding him.
It's a comedy adventure with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. Her boyfriend arrives with a group of assassins who try to kill her. That's basically the plot line. So there you go, Roy.
Thank you so much, Peter.
I also just want to mention, I just want to wish my grandson, Gordon, a happy birthday. He turned one yesterday.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. And he's coming along splendidly.
A
whole big year. Gee, was it goes fast. Hey, Roy, you were talking about how fast the year goes.
Let me tell you, things are going fast and they're going fine.
So can we tell jokes now?
Not yet. Let me tell you why. You know, I want to talk about fat bottom.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
She's the lady that gives me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep ends of Cashin in Hyde Park. And her name is Irene Bauer.
Yay.
And this is my impression of Irene.
Hello, darling.
you got it almost right. Almost right.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling.
She's hiding over.
No, this one is not. Hello, darling. I'm going to kill you, darling.
When she wake up in the morning, maybe it's
hello, darling.
And then it's getting better during the day.
Remember that?
It's like a Hanyo Mur, darling.
Sponsors, Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
What is black and white and black and white and black and white?
Juventus shirt.
Ronaldo rolling down a hill.
It was this a child and his mommy is walking. They walk in the street and the child asks the mommy, says, "Mommy, do donkeys get married?" The mommy says, "Only donkeys." For me?
Yes. Or why do cannibals don't eat divorced women?
I don't know.
Because they bitter.
You know, if you're wrong and you shut up, you're wise. If you're right and shut up, you're married.
You know, I never knew happiness till I got married. By then it was too late.
Yeah. Roy, what do you call an Englishman in the final of the World Cup?
No idea.
The referee.
Catch Monsters Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for being with us, and hopefully you enjoy those quick donuts that Tabo specially made for us. And yeah, we're here again with Eitan. What do you have to say?
Well, just a small touch of history before we Irene will go to joke.
First joke.
Just
all right. Give us a joke. Come.
Right. One joke, and then you're quiet until we're getting to the joke.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Thank God.
Okay. Okay. Joke.
This is.
But joke. Funny one, eh?
Yes.
All right.
Angelique made these jokes up. Okay. Angelique, Caden, why are you holding a ruler on top of your head? Caden, so I can think straight. Caden, I'm so cracked up. Angelique, are you talking about your lips or yourself?
Not bad. Not bad, I must say.
You're a nine-year-old.
How many
very
jokes
close
are there? There are three.
There's two.
Okay, you said one.
No, that was two.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, Nathan, go.
So,
before you say, you know who was born today?
Yeah, who?
Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, that's the one from the perfume.
Yeah, Yves Saint Laurent. You know what's his middle name?
No.
Like Eitan's boyfriend, Henry. Moshe is laughing under his mustache.
Eve, what is Eve? Eve is it's short for?
For Eve.
For Eve?
For evening. Yves Saint Laurent. Yeah. You must be French to understand. He was founded, the fashion label.
Oui.
Yeah, oui. He was born on the 1st of August, 1936.
Very nice. Well done.
It makes
Roy.
Him 80, eh?
Algier?
Was a man, I don't know. He's
South France.
But he died already.
Okay, now let Eitan tell his story.
But the main thing was, his name is Henry.
That's the only one got birthday.
Henry.
Got a birthday, but he died. Oh no, Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Schweinsteiger. You know what a coincidence that they both have birthday today?
Yeah.
They both are birthday on the 1st of August, and today is the 1st of August. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
They have a birthday exactly on the same day.
Weinsteiger is 34.
And he's not playing soccer anymore.
He's not really, eh?
Okay, can you two shush now so we can hear Eitan's history?
Hold on before history.
No.
This problem.
No.
This
problem. That's what keeping the woman under pressure. Now she will not shut up.
Let me tell you, this program has a structure. You know who more has got a birthday today?
Boy, Peretz.
Hold on a second. That's history too.
Wait,
this is cool. Do you remember Julio?
Yes.
Iglesias?
Julio,
your friend.
Julio.
By the way, when you were, not when you were overseas, when you landed last week, was it last week? No, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
On Thursday morning, you know Julio. Julio have a very famous song, Gangster's Paradise,
that you love and play it a lot on the show.
Yeah. And I put on Thursday morning 2 weeks ago, I put the original from Stevie Wonder. It's called Pastime Paradise.
Really?
That's the original song. We put the original song. We listen to it. The Coolio song, he made this version for a movie.
Movie called
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds.
With Michelle Pfeiffer. Very good. In the 90s.
How pretty she was.
How pretty.
Amazing. Anyway, so yeah, one of his famous movies was Gangster's Paradise. He's 55 years old today. He was born in 1963, so he's younger than me and Eitan, eh?
Don't say that.
Why?
Because you just said he's like 104, what?
No, he's 55.
Ah.
And another guy, which is a very nice guy, and I want to mention for you, his name was, because he died, Abdullah. He was the king of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Abdullah.
Abdullah,
the king of, he died in 2015. He was, you know what he says? He says, and what he says you must take into, so he says like this. He says, I strongly believe in the rights of women. Now listen, let me tell you something. Don't laugh, guys. Don't laugh. My mother is a woman. My sister is a woman. He said so. He says, my daughter is a woman and my wife is a woman, believe it or not. Can you believe that?
And that's it.
And then, and he believed the rights of women.
And he didn't deliberate on this.
No, he didn't. He says, no matter how powerful countries, no matter how powerful. Countries cannot rule the whole world. The world is ruled by brains, by justice, by moral, and by fairness. I can't believe it. It comes from a ruler of Saudi Arabia. Then it comes...
Chop hands off.
Yes, exactly. To allow the construction of places of worship under the Islamic ones in Saudi Arabia is like asking the Vatican to build a mosque inside it. Okay, don't laugh this one. Yeah, all right.
No,
unfortunately,
funny.
It's not funny.
You must raise your hand.
as to women, the Islamic faith has given women rights, that are equal or more than the rights that the Old Testament of the Bible. So he was talking about rights that the Bible gave 2,000 years ago. He's giving them today. I mean, kol hakavod. Yeah, you can continue with your history. And then later, guys, you must send us 34519. You must send us some
answers on Telegram.
No, we can send us answers, but accept answers.
You know what I want? Jokes.
I want
yes.
jokes.
You know what,
by the way, you got a couple of right answers.
I do, huh?
Tabu's gonna check it out for us.
Okay.
On the
we'll
Telegram. That's now. The right answer, yeah.
Alright, guys. Carry on with right answers. Over and above that, if you got something bad to say about someone, like a nice things? A nice insult. Send it to me. Send it to me, because today we've got quite a few already, but yeah, send it to us. Eitan, go for it.
I can't, they stole my mic.
Oh, they stole your mic, alright.
Oh, I got it back. Just a quick history. 1st of August, a lot of stuff happened. 1498, Columbus landed in South America.
Oh, Columbus.
1914, no, First World War erupts.
It was Columbus. Columbus. Is another guy. You
Columbus.
Yeah.
Okay. Lands in South America. First World War One. First World War, 1914 erupt, and Germany declared war against Russia. 1943. Now, this one maybe people remember. It's called PT-109. PT-109 was the name of a patrol boat, and a guy by the name of Lieutenant Kennedy was on this boat. It was a patrol boat in Vietnam that was sunk. They made movies about this because Kennedy actually was a big part of saving the crew of his own boat. And other things that I just want to quickly mention that in 1944 the Warsaw Uprising happened, and it's not the ghetto one. There was another one, big one, that the Polish trying to relieve Warsaw from the end of the Nazis. In 1936, the Berlin Olympic opens. Now, on the easy side,
so you go backwards.
I want a story.
I was waiting for the easy side. Yeah, go for it.
I talked about quickly. As we know, all of us, we quite familiar with what we call the taxi driver.
Yeah.
And I've got this nice story that I found on the net. It's actually a site of humor, South African humor. So this Johannesburg taxi driver was stopped by a cop after running a stop sign.
Stopped by a cop?
Yeah, what do you know? A cop police was officer. Actually in the right spot, and he stopped him. Now, because there is a non-existent conviction rate for taxi drivers, he decided to have some fun with the cop. And he stopped, and the cop came and said, "License, please." And he said, "What for?" He said, "Well, you know, you didn't stop on a stop sign, you know, stop sign, complete stop." He said, "Yeah, I slow down. What's the problem?" He said, "Yeah, but stop sign, it's mean complete stop, not slow down." He said, "Look, but there were no traffic. I kept on going." So he said, "Yeah, but that's the law, complete stop. I need your license, please." So he said, "You know what? If you explain to me the difference between stop and slow down, I give you my license, you can give me a ticket. But if you can't, I don't give you my license, no ticket, I go away." Policeman said, "Please step out of the car." As the taxi driver stepped out of the car, the policeman take his torch, start to beat the crap out of this taxi driver, and then very softly ask him, "Would you like me to stop or slow down?"
Good one, Ethan. Good. You know, we got a couple of messages with this. 34519, guys. I mean, some nice insults we've got. Your house is so dirty, you have to wipe your feet before you go outside.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
Raymond decided to ask the woman who knows everything about everything. Siri, why am I still single? Siri activated the front camera.
Good one. Irene, that was a good one. I must say.
I hope Angie wrote this too.
Yeah. Yeah. If you really spoke your mind, you'll be speechless.
Yeah. You talked about it in the show before this show.
Yeah.
About the hats. You remember?
The hats, yeah. We say like this. We say, you know, many people talk and do stuff, but say, you know.
No, you say you're a man of many hats. It's an expression like
you're
this.
You're
a man of many hats because you do a lot of things and you.
Yeah.
So so Roy said, in South Africa, we got a lot of hats, but not enough heads to put it on.
Very true.
I hope you like the.
Something I think I always like to show my wife who is the boss at her. In the house.
Yeah.
So I'm always holding a mirror against the face.
Good one.
Can I tell you one about an Irishman?
A couple of not so funny jokes.
Not so funny?
No, you put it today, I think, on Facebook. Malema is shooting AK-47. It's nice.
Very nice. If he's allowed, he's going to training camp.
Everybody knows.
There's AK-47s, I don't think they sell in
the gun shop.
It's
not legal.
It's illegal, so I'm sure you got it from...
In South Africa, you buy it in the market.
Yeah, no, but still, the guy is shooting an illegal firearm and deploy a firearm.
And you do it in front of thousands of people.
You want to make them... And I don't understand how he's not sitting behind bars. Actually, someone must go and lay charge. Yeah. It's not a joke.
He's calling for murder of farmer and no one doing anything about it either.
And today, the ANC... announced that they are going forward with the land
without compensation.
Without compensation.
Just to think about
it into law. Yeah. And now let's laugh.
All right. So let me do the. We were talking about the ANC. So stupidity is not a crime, and you're free to go. If you speed, stupidity is not a crime. You're free to go. Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Now can I tell you about the Irishman?
As long as it's quick. Yeah.
Sort of quick. Okay. An Irishman went to confession, and he said to the priest, "I almost had an affair."
Almost.
Priest says, "Almost." What's almost? You either did or you didn't. Well, says the Irishman, "we got undressed and we rubbed together. Then we stopped." The priest says, "Rubbing together is the same as having the affair." So the Irishman says, "Okay, what's my penance?" He says, "Say 5 Hail Marys and put $50 into the poor box."
Yeah.
So he says, "Okay." So off he goes out and he says his 5 Hail Marys. Then he walks up to the poor box, but he doesn't put anything in and he starts walking out. So the priest runs after him and says, You didn't put your $50 in the poor box," he says to the priest. "You said that rubbing is just as good enough as putting in. So I rubbed my $50 on the box."
Good one. Moshe.
This nun had a beautiful person at night with the priest. Anyway, the next day, she decided to go to the...
To the...
confession box.
Yeah. No, not a confession box. Oh. To the Mother Superior and to confess. So she's telling you about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she said, Mother Superior, what must I do?
Yeah.
She says, listen, take 3 lemons, squeeze it into a glass and drink the juice. So she says, tell me, and if I drink this, I will be forgiven. He says, no, but it will take off the smile of your face.
Good one. Good one. You know, you said to Eitan, somebody said to Eitan the other day, you're so old, when you were a kid, rainbows were black and white.
And it's true.
Can I please tell you one more? It's from Scar. She says, okay, babe, I can't find my phone. Can you phone it? Brent. Okay, I'll call your phone. Then Brent tells Siri, call babe. Siri, which one?
Bad. Bad.
I've got, you know, I like the border ones. So this boss had this lady working with him in the office, and they had an affair. No one knew anything about it. And one day they finished to work early. They went to her place and they fall asleep. And he woke up 8 o'clock and he said, oh damn, now I need to run home. So as he's quickly get dressed, he's telling his girlfriend, listen, take the shoes, go outside, rub it in the grass and the mud. All right, she's doing what he asked. He get dressed quickly, get home, and of course the wife waiting. Where have you been? So he said, listen, darling, I really love you. I can't lie to you. There is this nice girl that I'm working with and we have an affair. And we went to her house, we had what we had, and we fall asleep, unfortunately, and I woke up only now, and I came home. She's looking at him like this, looking down, and she's, you liar, you went to play golf, huh?
Again. You know, if I told you that I have a piece of dirt in my eye, would you move?
Not very nice,
you know, you're so dumb. We insulted you. You're so dumb, you think chariots are donut seeds. You know, you're so old, your birth certificate expired.
Your mother's so stupid, she shouts in the post box to send an email.
Every time I'm next to you, I've got a fierce desire to be at all, alone. You're so dumb that you got hit by a parked car.
The devil walks into a church. Yeah. Everybody runs away. The priest hides. Everybody runs away. One guy sits over there, reads the Bible like nothing happened. So the devil says to him, tell me, aren't you afraid for me? And the devil says, I must be afraid from you. I'm married to a sister.
I like that.
Say, keep talking. Someday you're going to say something intelligent.
Yeah. You know, a policeman on a motorbike chasing this elderly gentleman.
Yeah.
Wow, stopping him. Said, I'm chasing you now for like 5 miles. Didn't you see your wife fall out of the car? I said, and I thought my ear batteries, my ear
I say, you're so fat, you leave footprints on concrete.
Oh, my word, that's nasty.
You know, you remember I asked you this, and you were actually good, you knew the answer. What do you call a woman who knows every evening where her husband is?
Widow. You know, you listen to this. How did you get here? Did someone let your cage open?
Yes, they did.
You know, I once gave my husband a silent treatment. So after 1 week, he declared, hey, Anne, we're getting along better. Huh?
I didn't know that you are like that, you know?
I know how to read the internet. Haha.
Don't you have a terribly empty feeling in your skull?
Can you feel the breeze?
Yes, I can.
Between your ears.
18:59. We got 1 minute to go. So listen, guys, don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be at 9 o'clock and we're going to talk sense for a change. And, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk
some
good stuff.
And you won't have any interruptions.
Guys, don't forget, 9 o'clock. Please, it's a date with us at 9 o'clock. Yeah. So the time is now. We only played one song, eh?
Yeah. Where's my song?
We were busy.
No more songs.
Oh.
No, Lucas Graham.
Yes, your song. I'm going to play it now.
Thank you.
Let me
cheerio, people. Love each other. Have a lovely
evening. Bye.
Have a nice evening.
I think we have to play Lucas Graham now. But I'm not sure if my system would allow me to.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
It's actually allowed me. So this is Lucas Graham for you, and I'm going to say goodbye.
And you will be here tomorrow.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah,
have a lovely evening. Cheers.